You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
2 o'clock in the Southland.
Joke song.
Live Imaging Tuesday with Mason and Ireland.
Joke song. It's not meant to be actually...
Just like the
song.
Good afternoon bit?
No, this Peaches song is good. Just like Jack Black's song yesterday was good and you mocked it.
No, it's a joke song.
No, it was
a joke
song.
Singing.
Jack Black's
like
a good
Weird
singer.
Al. It's like Weird Al. It's a joke song.
What does Dave Miller think about it?
It's a good question.
Soft.
I don't know. I'll get a call from him after this.
Yeah,
you
now, really spent 45 minutes talking to him?
I did. I mean, I love Coach Dave.
You do?
And his family's, he's got a great family.
All right.
Great family.
What's your problem with him?
I don't really have a problem. I've just heard things from about him.
No,
what about the Mason versus Hartman feud?
Yeah.
What's your issue with Hartman?
Hartman was really a jerk when I was in the Toyota Grand Prix celebrity race. He was the host. What year was that?
This is going on a while, Chris.
2013.
Mason's good at holding grudges.
Did you guys get along when you worked together way back when at Extra Sports?
I thought he was a know-it-all.
That's his bit.
What did he do at the race? He cut you off or something?
No. He was the moderator of everything, and every chance he got, he joked at me. He made a joke at my expense.
Michael, honest answer. Steve Hartman and I go on a general knowledge game show. Mm-hmm. Who wins?
Oh, Hartman.
Hartman wins.
He's weird, man.
Oh, no, Hartman would win a sports trivia contest.
General knowledge wins.
Yeah, you probably would win that stuff.
Is he mad at you because he was the king of middays until you guys went into middays and then you
I don't think
blew
he's
him out
mad
of the water?
At me. I'm mad at him.
But it's a one-sided feud.
I don't even know if he knows I'm mad at him. Well, I'm sure he's heard
sure,
it by now.
By now,
did you text him, Michael?
But your hatred towards him? Not yet, but I will.
It's not hatred. It's just strong.
I'll tell on you.
Okay, good.
All right, now, Michael, here's... Well, Christy, are you... Do you
I was
going to
mention
business?
The Mandy Awards, but we
can go ahead.
That.
No, please do. Please do.
We announced the date earlier. Saturday, June 10th at the Commerce Casino in the city of Commerce, right off the 5 Freeway next to the Citadel. 1 week from today, we will begin voting, and you'll be able to buy your tickets. Our boss, the great Amanda Brown, is getting some questions about attire. Mm. Here's the thing. We want it to be a night out, dress to impress.
Yeah. I actually thought that is the best Steve Mason has ever dressed, was
right?
At Mandy's one. And
sparkly
your designer
silver.
Was?
I'm a son. Do you know I'm a son? Fantastic designer.
By the way, is not stepdad Leo and your mom coming?
Absolutely. I gave them the heads up.
No
they
Juan, though, again.
No Juan.
Okay.
Why not?
Juan is reclusive.
He's reclusive.
Well, that's why
tell him Michael's coming. Michael's reclusive.
Well, I can't promise that. I'll either be in the Bay or in Milwaukee for the finals.
What do you mean? Why won't you and I be working the
that's
finals?
That's also a possibility.
But that's a day
exactly.
off, Michael.
But I'll still be in the Bay if the Warriors are in.
No. It's between games 4 and 5, and since we're the 7th seed, it would be here. The
you got a lot of money. You can fly back.
Are you going to send a G4 for me?
No, but you can fly back. It's fine.
So one of the things for the Mandy's issue.
Actually, if it's in Milwaukee, we can send a G4, but that's a different topic.
Yeah. One of the things
we have people there.
We talked about for the Mandy's, and Jorge, you remember this. I don't think you were here this day. Brian Cranston was on. And I said, Brian, I know you get paid a lot of money for this, for doing voiceovers.
No, I was
here
this
day. Oh, you were?
Yeah.
And I said, would you be willing to do, only for inside the ballroom, would you be willing to do the big introductory thing for the Mandy Awards? So he agreed to.
I love
so
it.
The voice of Brian Cranston will open the night.
No.
Which is dramatic and cool.
Why not use Worthy's? Worthy's got the perfect voice.
Oh, stop. Well, no, we compared to Bryan Cranston?
James Worthy got that James Earl Jones
Emmy
voice.
Winner, two-time
we can
Tony
find a,
winner.
We can find a role for that.
Yeah, we'll
for
find
Worthy?
A role
yeah.
for Worthy. Will Worthy show up?
No, but
he'll,
we can, he'll record award? He'll record something for
I'm
us.
I'm trying to get O'Shea to show up and present an award.
Well, just bring some of your, you know.
I know. Some of that.
That'll get Shay there.
So we want you to dress to impress that night.
Yes.
You don't have to wear a tuxedo, but dress to impress. No jeans are fine, and like a jacket and a blazer.
You need a jacket.
But no like jean shorts and a Raiders jersey.
Do women have to wear heels?
It would be nice, but you don't have to.
No, I think
I'll tell you what, the
okay.
women who work
but
here
But I'll wear heels
up.
At the after party if you want me to.
The women who work here dressed up for that, Mandy's one, and they all look spectacular.
Yeah, everybody looked great last
Laura,
year.
Laura, Amanda, Emily,
who looked
all
the best?
Of them. Who looked the best? I'll go Amanda.
Amanda.
Go Amanda too.
Nothing wrong with that, Chris. Asking who looks the best. They do that to Hollywood.
Yeah,
they walk.
I'll go
they
boss
do it on
Amanda.
The red carpet.
I'll go boss Amanda.
You know who's hosting the red carpet again this year? Is Clinton Yates.
Clinton again.
Big CY.
Oh, big CY.
Is Bergman going to be following him around and holding up his coattails?
Jeez. Oh, I'm not really enjoying
face.
This bit anymore.
It's a good bit.
It was fun for a little while.
Yeah, you're soft.
Hey, look, I'm not forgiving Dave Miller soft.
I can't take this.
Mason and Ireland continues.
I take plenty, thank you.
Okay, so,
you're Tuesday right now.
What did Keyshawn do?
Now, I want you to hear this, Michael.
Yes.
Because I completely agree with Keyshawn here.
Me too.
But they were talking about Jeremy Fowler came on Keyshawn's radio show, and he was asked by Kellerman, why in the world is Lamar Jackson not getting more offers? He's basically on the open market, and here's what happened next.
And this is just based on polling a ton of people around the league for years about the quarterback position. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, unquestionably right now top 5 to 6 quarterbacks in the league, in the eyes of the NFL. Lamar Jackson is not that. Great player, been a great
Man,
player.
They're
he
stupid.
Hasn't been that.
Oh, and those God. People, and those the people, media, Jeremy, are going to be fired. They're going to be fired. Whoever thinks that he's not one of them top quarterbacks, they're going to get fired.
I'm talking like top 5 to 6. I just – teams don't see him the way the media does. It's just the way – now they see him as a top 10, top 11 quarterback.
And teams are stupid.
Isn't Key right?
I agree with Key. Some people in authority positions in the NFL are still stuck on that old-fashioned, you got to be upright, stay in the pocket. You can't be an athletic quarterback. That is still in the back of people's minds.
So
they cannot get over it.
I agree with Fowler. Well, the one
you
thing
too.
You need is a quarterback who plays a lot.
Oh, please. Everybody can get it. Tom Brady, who can't move more than me, got hurt, missed the season because his leg got torn up. So did Joe Burrow.
He has played.
You can get hurt in the pocket.
In order, he has played 7 games. Then he had his good year, 15. The last 2 years, 12 games apiece. You need a quarterback who is going to be out there for 17 weeks, and that is Lamar Jackson. That is not Lamar Jackson.
You don't know that. Maybe he'll play this year and play every game.
His style of play.
But that's just it.
Which is fantastic, by the way.
You know how he got hurt last time? Got chased down in the pocket. That's how he hurt his knee.
Oh, there you go. He got chased
down
in the
pocket. But that could happen to anybody.
Exactly.
It happened to Joe Burrow.
But it's happened four
of
his 5 years.
Wait a minute, Michael. I'm in your corner on this, but Mason's point is indisputable. He never plays the whole season because he makes more dangerous plays than anybody
else.
Didn't
Patrick Mahomes get hurt and Chad Henne had to finish up some games? He got hurt.
Right.
And he doesn't run around. Well, he can run, but he doesn't run around that much.
He's escapable.
So
that's different.
If teams are passing on Lamar because they think he's an injury risk, that's one thing.
No,
but what Jeremy said was they don't think he's a top quarterback.
I don't get it.
That makes no sense.
He's too athletic, I guess. And they just can't get over it.
Last 2 years, Mahomes played all 17 games.
But let me ask you guys this. Is any of this racial?
No,
it's all about style.
No,
because Jalen Hurts is going to get his $180 million guaranteed.
I don't get the Lamar Jackson thing then, because there is no reason that if I was a team that needed a quarterback, that I wouldn't go after him.
In fairness, there is a great deal of collusion going on, which is why Lamar
Isn't that illegal?
That makes no sense, because I heard...
Don't you think owners are like... hey, look, we're not going to let this guy
run
the show.
The Deshaun Watson contract ruined everything.
Because Carolina, who gave up a ton of picks to move up to get the number one pick, right?
Correct.
They're going to draft a quarterback, so they gave up their picks. Tennessee, I think, just gave up a whole bunch of picks to get to move up.
It's about the picks.
It's
about the owner mafia in deciding, we're all going to get together and not offer him a contract.
He's not going to get 230 fully guaranteed, but he can get 180.
But do you agree that the owners have all decided we're not going to give him a contract?
Yeah, not
133
the
is what they offered.
Right.
Nobody is going to step up because they realize that breaks the sort of the owner's mafia. They don't want players running the show.
I understand that, but Justin Herbert is going to get 180 for 5
years.
He's going to get his. So why aren't they going to collude for him?
But he's going to sign with the Chargers.
Right.
In other words, if you're signing with your own team, that's one thing. If you're a restricted free agent and you're dangling yourself out there for anybody, owners are going to not make that offer.
But they just gave up Tennessee's just willing to give a bunch of picks up to get Anthony Richardson.
Again, that's different than
how? He's
owners,
still giving up picks.
No, because owners don't want to screw other owners. Nobody wants to be the owner that goes out the
next,
and screws
and
the Ravens.
Just
the
next wave, a ton of the people around the league.
The next wave of good quarterbacks, who we know they are, going to get 180 to 200 guaranteed. They're going to get
it. But I think in the end of the day, Lamar is going to get a comparable. He's not going to get 230.
No.
But I think everybody believes he's going to wind up with Baltimore at the end of the day, don't you?
Yeah, well, especially now that OBJ signed there. There's no way OBJ signs there if he didn't talk to Lamar first.
Correct.
It just, there's no way.
But I think availability is the reason, the biggest reason.
He should have talked to me. I'd have said, Lamar, they offered you 130. You want 230. Split the freaking difference.
Would it be different if he was represented by an agent?
Maybe. Agent could call other teams.
I think it might be. Maybe. Are you represented by an agent?
Me? Now?
Yeah, for broadcasting and stuff?
No, I'm so powerful.
He was when he was a player.
When I was a player, yeah. But I didn't have the kind of leverage that Lamar has or LeBron and these guys have. No.
John,
and LeBron and those guys don't
agent,
need agents
right?
now.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, see, I still am rep by an agent because I never want to go into an office and say, okay, I want this much money and I want this to do and I want that to. I don't want to be the guy.
You don't need an
down.
Agent. You need an agent now for endorsements. If you're a top NBA player, you don't really need an agent. Or you can hire an agent that says, instead of giving you 4%, I'll give you $200,000 to get my $150 million deal. But you don't really need an agent because you're so slotted now and what the max deals are if you're a top young player in the NBA. But you do need them to get endorsements.
All right, coming up, I have an ethical question for the
two
of you.
Okay, good, good. Ethical question. Coming up next, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live Imaging Tuesday with Mason and Ireland. Michael Thompson's here. Don't forget, Lakers play-in tournament tonight. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. with Slee, the Toyota Lakers countdown tip-off. Meanwhile,
is this We Are the World?
Yeah, I was just going to.
So the reason we're playing this is one of Mace's ideas. I want to credit Mace.
Yeah.
But anybody who listens to this radio station knows I'm a big fan of We Are the World.
Oh,
we play it a lot
great.
On the afternoon show. The Springsteen part's amazing. What if we opened up the Mandy's? Mandy's 2, by the way,
yes.
Saturday, June 10th at Commerce Casino. What if we opened it up? With all of us singing We Are the World.
We
hey,
are
who's
the world.
This singing right
we
here, Chris?
We Are the Children.
Well, that's the
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, that's the rough part. Have you seen the outtakes?
No.
That YouTube video where she's doing the outtakes?
And they had to put her through a few hoops to pull it
MJ's
off.
MJ's just looking at her, Michael Jackson. And see, he does his part over and over again perfect. And every time she's... And then you see
why
Huey...
Why was she messing up?
She was off, no, she off was key? Off key.
Yeah, she was off key.
She was screaming.
MJ was awesome. Springsteen was awesome.
Lionel Richie and like Huey Lewis and Steve Perry are looking at her
who
like...
Who was the guy with the really... Was it Joe Cocker was in it? No, who was the scratchy
Willie
boy?
Willie Nelson.
That was Bruce Springsteen, wasn't
it? Springsteen.
Springsteen was in it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that doesn't matter. What about us doing it?
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder. The
I
Stevie
love
Wonder
this as an
part.
Idea.
Well, as you know, Chris, I am an excellent singer. So,
and I am also a fine vocalist.
Not really, but
I'm. If you want to do it, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Do we do it live or do we record it like the actual?
Do it live.
Yes, do it live is right.
And everybody can hold up their cell.
Well, do it live.
I mean, I'm looking at producer Jorge because he, of course, is the man behind the video.
Yeah, Jorge, what do you think? Pre-record or live?
Well, do it live.
Honestly, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Don't do it at all.
I don't like the idea.
We can hold the lighters
what
up.
What don't you like about it?
It's a lot of people. We have to get everybody together.
Yeah,
we have to do this
that's
video.
True.
It's a lot
it
of people.
It is a lot of moving parts.
Planning
we just
everybody
get a
there.
Karaoke machine and some microphones and the lyrics will pop up in front of us and
what?
We'll sing along.
No.
Why?
We don't have money for the
karaoke machine.
This isn't Thursday.
You can rent it.
This isn't Thursday night at the Randy Stallion in the Valley. This is an award show that people are paying for.
We'll
do it live.
You can rent a karaoke machine with the words right in front of you, and everybody can sing.
Okay, so if we do it live, are you going to go to rehearsal? We're going to have to rehearse it.
Do we really need to rehearse?
No, we don't
have
to rehearse
that.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll do it live.
You know what I say about rehearsal, Jorge?
Yeah.
If it was any other day.
Yeah. We got to rehearse that morning.
Practice.
This isn't Cowboy Night at the Rooster.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, why
that's your home base.
Mace, what do you think, Ray?
Mace, I'm not a big fan of it either, but Mace, why do you want to use this song as the open?
Because we are the world. It's like we are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter
day.
That makes
no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't, there's no like connection to
the
station.
And this is the way you topped last year? Really?
What's that?
This is the way you topped last year's?
Well, I know how to top
this. Here I thought this was a great idea.
I thought it was a great idea. I love the song.
I still love this song.
Honestly, we were talking about it. Jorge and I were just like, I don't know.
Oh, the brain trust in there.
But
Corporate Greg and producer.
Yeah. Hey, look.
Okay.
Don't you think
we're
music,
giving our Tuesday opinions?
You know, Greg, you're gutless, Greg.
Appropriate.
You're gutless.
I don't know how that is.
Hey, at this rate, I'm just gonna put a big number 2 on everything, and it's a replay of last year.
Don't you think a musical number is appropriate?
Sure, a musical number we could do. I just don't understand the connection with "We Are the World."
Yeah, me either.
Wait, if we do a musical number, do I get to be in it?
Oh,
of
God.
Course,
you
jazz
can do
hands.
Your, you can do jazz your
hands.
Jazz hands.
Come on,
yacht rock,
come
like
me,
like an opening to a good sitcom. Or
I thought we had the A block done, and now it seems like
now they've blown it up.
But what are we gonna do now?
They've blown it up.
So, Chris, hang around for this ethical question because I want to ask all you guys, everybody here. All right.
Okay.
So you noticed over the weekend that Phil Mickelson shot 65 on Sunday. He
Incredible.
Went on an absolute tear, and he got nothing more than a
right.
He's won 3 Masters, and all 3 times the place went absolutely crazy anytime he sunk a putt. He was sinking 10, 15, 20-foot putts.
Right.
He has basically, it's indisputable, he has given up his image and reputation for $200 million from the Saudis. So here's my question. Mace, you first.
Yep.
The Saudi Sports Network comes after you.
The SSN.
The SSN. And says, we need you to leave ESPN, but you're going to be the face of the Saudi Sports Network.
Done. For Mace, done.
$200 million.
Done.
For how many years?
$200 million?
For a 5-year commitment. Do you do it?
$200 million 200, for 5 years.
That's what they gave Mickelson.
$40 million a year.
Yeah.
You're gone. You're on Emirates Airlines.
Michael, do you do it?
I'm on Emirates Airlines.
I'll be calling real estate agents in Riyadh.
Chris?
Only if I get to take Keyshawn with me.
Well, would Key do it?
Oh, yeah, please.
$200 million?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Greg, would you do it?
100%.
Jorge?
Yeah.
But here, it's not really fair because Phil was already worth a ton of money.
Yeah, about $400 million.
Right. Yeah, but $200 million isn't as big.
No,
to us, $200 million is a gigantic deal.
No, but that's
to
a
Phil,
decision for all these golfers. Like Ian Poulter, had made $40 million in his career. Mm-hmm. But he was at the tail end of his career.
Right.
They offered him another $50 million to go to live. And he said, I can't pass that up.
Of course not.
Lots of people did.
Right.
Tiger passed it up.
Oh, Tiger, he's worth $1 billion.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that.
No, but wait a minute.
What I'm asking
how many
is
golfers,
what would you do?
Rory McIlroy is worth $500 million.
Okay,
he turned him down, too.
Put it in the same situation. How much is Phil worth?
About $400, $500
million. I'm worth $500 million.
All right, well,
then I don't take the Saudi money.
No, let's lower it, okay? The Saudis offer you the deal for 5 years, $10
million.
And you get to pick your co-host.
Well, I'm already gone. I've already taken
for
the 10 offer
million?
And
$2 million a year?
It was an inside job.
I really don't want to.
Right? But would you?
But you will.
For $2 million a year to go live in Saudi?
Did you happen to see?
You don't have to move there.
I don't want to go into the details.
You stay here.
Of it, but did you happen to watch 60 Minutes on Sunday night?
How about what?
No.
Was that the
go back and watch
Marjorie
it.
Taylor Greene stuff?
No. It was the Saudi stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. But that case, don't use your iPhone. You see what China does to their people?
Oh, we're taking some left and right turns.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but just get back to the original question. Saudi Sports Network.
And I ruined my reputation.
Well, you basically give it up. You give up your reputation and your ethics for $10 million.
I am going to...
Dear Johns won't give you a table anymore.
No, I don't think you'll do it for 10, for 5.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah, for 100...
Greg, $10
million. Absolutely, 100%.
Jorge, $10
million. You put a mill anywhere near me, I'm taking it.
$10 million, let's go.
I'm gone too. Michael, $10 million.
$10 million over 5 years?
Yeah.
$2 million a year?
But you got to give up your Laker gig and you can't work here anymore.
Oh, no.
You're loaded.
No. $100 million I'd do if not for 10.
All right, well.
Not for 10, no.
No.
I wouldn't do it either, not for 10.
All right, what's your number?
Probably 20.
I mean, at that point, it's just semantics.
Yeah. But I was
you're gutless.
I was blown away by the dichotomy of what Mickelson used to hear and what he's hearing now.
Why are they mad at him? Just because he chose to go play someplace else?
But if you notice, Koepka was on top of the leaderboard for 3 days. The applause was very small for Koepka, too.
Yeah. Well, all those guys, those live guys.
But what are golf fans mad at?
I don't know.
Guys trying to better their situation.
Well, I think that.
And golf fans are all hypocrites because they do the same thing.
No,
if they weren't.
Well, that was
set
my point.
Like
that was my point in bringing it up.
Right.
I think but most people would take the money, but yet we're killing these guys.
But I think you. By the way, I kind of lost interest in the story, but.
What?
The whole Live PGA, I kind of lost interest in it.
Oh, that, yeah.
But I do think joining the Live Tour is like going into the witness protection program.
It is. That's my point.
Right. All of a sudden, you're on the CW. It's like nobody really cares.
But by the way, did you see the Masters ratings for Sunday?
They were huge.
Best in 6 years.
Well, that's why, Chris, this is my prediction. I think that these two sides are going to come together. I think it'll be within the next 2 to 3 years. Probably Greg Norman needs to go away because there's a lot of hatred for Greg Norman. But they're going to meet, and we're going to have a Super Bowl of golf between the Live guys and the PGA
guys.
It's
like super crosstalk.
And it's going to be monstrous in terms of ratings.
And I think it won't happen.
Yeah, I think
it won't ever happen.
I think it'll happen as soon as Greg Norman gets out of there.
Yeah. By the way, you guys spoiled Succession this morning, right?
We gave 24 hours.
Your Succession spoilers.
Well, you spoiled the end of Succession last year.
Not like this.
No, this is pretty big.
This was a much bigger spoiler.
Can I do the It's a Final?
Or no? You already did.
Yeah,
Logan Roy, it is a final!
All right, so here's the question. Ireland, you've kind of forwarded this question.
Yes.
This morning about the cast of Succession. Which is...
Bergman, are you up to speed on Succession?
I am. It's fantastic.
Okay, so you phrased it this way. If... you had to give an award,
an Emmy
award, to one member of the cast. Who would you give it to?
I'd give it to Kieran Culkin.
Okay, that's a good choice. That's Romulus.
Roman.
I think he's had the biggest scenes so far this year. You're saying this season.
This season, yeah.
Right. It's him because Jeremy Strong really hasn't. I would have given it to Jeremy Strong last season.
Last year, yeah.
And you know me, I love Shiv, but Roman's had the best scenes this year.
Okay, what do you say?
I agree with Roman.
Roman?
He's been incredible.
Bergman?
Yeah, Roman's probably the best of the
bunch. Yeah, I agree. Roman. Yeah. It's Romulus.
You know, he was the son and father of the bride.
Was he really?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Who would have thought that he would be more famous than his brother? His brother was like the most famous person in the world for a while there, Macaulay Culkin.
I think he still is, but...
No.
We all remember Home Alone.
Yeah, we remember, but I mean, honestly, Succession, this is like...
It's pretty incredible.
Top five show of all time.
Michael, you watch Succession or not?
No.
Okay, that's great. Yeah.
Michael watches very limited TV, a lot of sports.
I watch a lot of movies, Nazi movies.
Hey, John.
I watch
wake
a lot
up.
Of
pay
Nazi
attention.
I do. I'm fascinated with World War II, the Nazi, the Third Reich, and the Holocaust, and all that stuff. I watch.
But don't
it's all real.
Them as Nazi
you probably
movies.
Wouldn't say movies. You would say
World
documentaries.
World War II movies.
Like documentaries.
No, yeah. They're real movies.
Don't
about,
describe
but they're
them
all,
using the bad guys.
But they're all like true-to-life movies, what the Holocaust of the Jews had to go through.
So when I was at UCLA in the 80s, I took a class called Third Reich and the Jews.
Mm.
The most amazing thing about that class was, one of the first things they taught us, was while that was all going on, it was in the New York Times on page 37.
Yeah.
Mm.
In other words, the whole Holocaust was going on.
Yep.
Like the most, you know, arguably the worst thing in world history.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's like, because we were in a war, wasn't on the front page, wasn't in the news, it was on page 37, reports of millions of people being slaughtered on page 37.
Have you seen the, this is a little bit of an abrupt change, but did you happen to see the trailer for the new Indiana Jones?
No, is it good?
It's great.
Who's going to play Indy?
Harrison Ford is playing himself.
He's 60, he's 80.
Old, creaky Harrison Ford. But he's still chasing Nazis. After all these
really?
Years in the trailer, he's still
is
chasing Nazis.
Is the guy
Nazis.
From Everything Everywhere All at Once
I don't
in
know
it again
the
who played Short Round?
He's not playing Short. I don't know if he's in it or not, but it would be unbelievable if they snuck him in.
Does he still have his whip?
Yes, he does. Wow. In the trailer, he's still got the whip.
Wow. Even by the way, at that I have an age, Indiana Jones costume that I break out whenever I get invited to a Halloween party. Like, it's got the whip and the hat and the leather jacket.
Harrison Ford can operate a whip, but not a plane. Yeah. It landed on Sentinel one time.
I would hope they took his license away.
I would hope so.
No, I know why the music, because Kaplan's got a similar outfit, too. But it's not an Indiana Jones outfit. That's just Friday night for Kaplan.
Friday night! All right, I'll tell you what. I've got a moral dilemma.
Okay.
Coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The great Gino Minnelli.
The group Ace.
Ace.
Live Imaging Tuesday with Mason in Ireland. Don't forget, tonight, Lakers play-in tournament. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. Yeah. The Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off with Slee. All the play-by-play with John Ireland, Michael Thompson starting at 7. And, of course, tomorrow we'll be reacting all day long, no matter what goes down. So be sure to keep coming back, yo. Don't just come in once per day. Come in 10 times per day.
By the way, we're doing Lie of the Day with a pair of tickets to Lakers Timberwolves up for grabs. Did I lie yet?
And will they get to see you at the game, too?
Yes,
will you go and greet them?
I am going to go greet them.
Okay, nice.
Or Hayes going. You got my tickets.
Yeah, yeah. As Scott Kaplan would say, yes, tonight.
By the way, I want that on our T-shirts for the Mandy Awards.
Oh,
I want that quote at the bottom.
It is such a classic line.
Is that the quote of the year?
Yes, it is. I think it's the quote of the year.
There it is.
I agree. Yeah.
All right, Mason in Ireland continues right now.
All right, you guys want some bulletin board material if the Lakers win tonight?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Quote, I wouldn't mind playing LeBron in a 7-game series. The legacy is there. Mm-hmm. First time back in the playoffs. We'll knock him out right away in the first round. It'll test us good. They got good pieces, good
Dylan
players.
Dylan Brooks. Gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be
Dylan
him.
Brooks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
He's already popping off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. LeBron's going to kill him.
It's going to be so much fun.
They got
fun.
Good pieces, good players. That'll be a good first-round matchup for us.
You know what? Since he said that, Dylan Brooks already has 3 fouls on him.
Yeah, no, it's true.
LeBron's going to go right at him.
So I've got something for you. So, Bergman, you can speak to this, too, because it's a dating profile question.
Okay.
So these two people connect on a dating one of those apps.
Listen up, Amanda.
Okay. So they exchange text messages.
Okay.
This is one that the guy sends. I'm trying something different here, so if it works, cool. If not, I live with no regrets. Instead of boring small talk, tell me your red and green flags, and I'll tell you mine, and we can see if we want to go on a date. Now, if you got that message from a girl or from a woman, would you want to go on a date with that person, and would you want to share your red and green flags?
100% yes.
Really?
Yeah, Amanda, don't you think?
What? Absolutely. Yeah. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I like it.
Right. What are your...
For example, I personally couldn't date a smoker. It'd be a deal breaker for me.
That's a good one.
So if, like Amanda, if you and I were doing this dance and I said, how do you feel about smoking?
No.
And you said, I'm a smoker. And if I would say, okay, now we're done wasting each other's time.
I have the same rule, no smokers.
And you ended up with someone who was
17 years ago, wound up with somebody who smoked. He's given it up, but one was a smoker.
And you said no one
Not
that had a headshot, and you ended up with someone with a
no
headshot.
No one with a headshot wound up with somebody with a headshot.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all, would you? Do you think it's too direct?
I love it. I think it cuts to the chase.
It's I do too.
Okay,
I'm with Amanda.
What do you like? What do you not like?
What are your three red flags, Amanda?
My three red flags? No job.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And smoking.
Smoking is a definite no. Yeah.
And the third one?
What did you say, Greg? No car? No, because, I mean, it depends. What if it's somebody who lives in downtown and extra works bus in pass. Downtown and they take the subway?
I got an extra bus pass. What's up?
So what's your third? What's your
tap
third
cards all around.
I'm
all day for $7.50.
Oh, lives at home with their mom.
All right, Michael, what would yours be? What would your three red flags be?
Smoking. Okay. It's got to be smoking.
That's a bad one.
Well, you lived with it.
Yeah, I did.
So it's obviously not a deal breaker.
If it's the person, it's
is
the
this
per-
bad?
Right person,
is this bad
right
to say, Amanda? I mean, my second one would be: is this bad to say non-athletic?
I mean, most of the things that you say are bad.
That's non-athletic.
No, I think that's honest.
That's somebody interesting.
You're not interested in someone who isn't fit.
Yeah, I want someone who's coordinated, who can go hit a golf ball, play some tennis, go for a jog.
I think that's fair.
That's fair.
I mean, because there are some women that
they can't even walk
and
brush their hair at the same time.
Okay, that's good a little much, Michael, but you know, whatever. To each his own.
The truth.
All right, what's your third one?
Third one? Probably.
You need non-smoker who's fit.
Got to be fit. And the third one probably, even though I don't do, that's their potty mouth.
You said you don't care about cursing
anymore. But not with the person he's with.
Yeah,
like if Julie was super foul-mouthed, it would be a
bummer.
Yeah,
if a girl's saying the F word all the time. But okay, I'll throw that out, Max. Maybe you got a good point there. I would say the third one would be one who doesn't respect say the least of people.
Well, that was going to say that would be my third one too.
Yeah,
you know,
like people like a bum on the street,
right?
At least have respect to everybody. That's
Or mine are people that are openly rude.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
My three red flags are fat, stupid, lazy. How about that?
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, that's fair. That's good. Nothing wrong with those.
That's no way to go through life, son.
It's not.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does, right?
It does.
Fat, stupid, lazy.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Who wants to be with somebody fat? Now, okay, you mentioned athletic.
Yeah.
So I actually connected with a professional athlete at an Olympics.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which sport?
I don't want to say.
Started, we wouldn't know who it is.
What do you mean connected?
Started with an interview.
Yeah, what kind of connection?
A hookup.
Yeah.
The good connection.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I know who connection. This is. I won't say who it is, but this is a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story. So, started with an interview. I said, can I see your gold medal? gold.
And he stuffed it down his pants.
Do you remember who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What sport? At least you can tell us the sport.
I think you can probably tell the sport.
Yeah.
Okay. Figure skating.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not Tonya Harding.
It was a highlight.
It was not Tonya Harding or Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah. No, it's a guy.
Plus, they didn't win a gold anyway.
Yeah.
Also, Johnny Weir?
Yeah. No, it's not Johnny Weir. Thank you for the guest, though.
Next
no,
he's not going to tell you.
He's not going to tell us.
He's not a figure skater.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think he can go very deep on it.
Why didn't it go
And
further?
It's not Brian Boitano either, so don't go there.
It was just a lust thing. That's it?
Lust. Pure lust. Yeah, and went back to his country.
Okay.
Yeah, went back
foreigner.
To his foreigner.
Oh, he's a foreigner. Yeah. Good for you.
I'll send you guys a picture.
Bergman, that wouldn't turn you off if somebody said, give me your three red flags, green, red, and let's go.
Not in the slightest. I think it's smart. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
What's your three red flags, Bergman?
My three red flags, you have to have a job, you have to be kind and compassionate, and not having a job
either.
Being mean, and I don't really care about the smoking thing, like that's your choice.
You were a smoker, right?
I was, yeah, for a long time.
Yeah, so that's fine. You can date one.
Yeah, and then I mean, it just depends on the person. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I like
you,
the athletic one.
For you, Greg, it has to be someone who is good with kids. Somebody that would treat Riley
good with kids and dogs.
Yeah.
Or hey, what's your three red flags?
No smoking, good hygiene. You got to have good hygiene.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good.
And I don't know. Well, I guess I can take the kids one too, you know?
What about fat?
Oh, yeah.
Fat. Well, something to grab on sometimes.
He likes curves.
I cannot even imagine what Chris Morales' red flags are. I would say he has none.
No.
He has none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As one of his close friends, he has no red flags.
Well, you know, the best thing of dating Chris?
Yeah.
Clothing optional. At all times.
Yeah.
Boots, baby.
Well, and actually, the more red flags, the better. Chris likes them with all those red flags.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just misunderstood Red Island. She's got red flags.
Exactly. Chris and I are going to be going later to Tom Tom and to Sir and to Pump. We're going to hit all those clubs.
Okay. I've got one more dating profile. Tell me if you like this.
Okay.
This is so you go on to Hinge or one of your sites.
Bumble,
this is,
Tinder,
this
whatever.
Bumble, exactly. Last two exes think I need therapy. Still love one of them. Trying to be a better person with the Lord by my side. God said I could still rock your bed, though.
What?
Yeah, I'm staying away from this
Bye.
One.
Yeah.
I mean, it's honest. He's going to rock
honest,
your bed.
It's honest. Rock your bed. And the Lord, he mentioned, he gave a God a call out.
It sounds
Shout
like
out.
He's using religion as a temporary crutch.
There's,
yeah.
There are so many.
There's some conflicting things in there.
There are so many things here. Last two exes think I need therapy.
Now, that's a red flag.
Red flag. Still love one of them.
Red flag.
Red flag.
Stalking.
Trying to be a better person.
Okay, that's good.
With the Lord by my side.
Okay, Hypocrite. That's good.
God said I could still rock your bed. Yes.
Nope, there's your hypocrite, yes, hypocrite right there.
Yeah, he's being a hypocrite. He's trying to walk with the Lord but continue to live in sin.
Bergman, you would never feel comfortable reading your dating profile, would you?
I mean, I would. I just don't have it on. I have to re-download it.
Oh, you're off the dating sites altogether?
I hate the apps,
how do you
man.
Meet, how do you meet the
Just... You know, around. It's
the
all
tricks.
Organic
how do you
meet
the
now.
Tricks?
Yeah, the homies.
The tricks?
The tricks.
Did you say the tricks?
He's not paying
Do you know what
him.
A trick is?
Yeah.
Right.
It's just ridiculous.
Think about The Wire and think about tricks.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what's
that's
happening.
True. No, that's not what happened.
Don't you just go down to the beach and meet girls there, Bergman? Walking the Strand or whatever?
I mean, yeah, it's that easy. You just walk down and go, oh, hi.
Well,
Michael, you Perfect. Have no idea what dating is like these days. Well, especially in L.A., of all places.
This can't be that hard with
Why
all the beautiful women.
Why is it harder
women?
In L.A.?
Yeah. There's all these pretty girls and guys around here. How could it be hard?
Yeah, what makes it harder in L.A.?
Well, because, Amanda, you can tell me if you agree or disagree with this. I think, particularly for women, is the best-looking girl from every high school in America eventually moves here. You know, they're all here. So the men all think that they're going to be dating Brooke Shields.
Right.
Okay, and so it makes it very hard for women to because these guys won't commit.
Well, and a lot of it, you know, sometimes you're Brittany is a 10 in Buffalo, but she's a 5 in LA.
Right.
There's a lot of fake people here too.
Yeah, there's a lot of
fake. A lot of people
Not that there's anything wrong
to
with that.
Something that
Many of
they
them will
aren't.
Be attending tonight's Wolves Lakers
game.
That's yeah. true. All right, let's get to what's up, fool. Bergman, you got good stuff today?
I have stuff.
All right. Not quantified as good, but there's stuff.
You get a point for honesty.
And
right?
There you go. It's and Tuesday. By the way, lie of the day, at some point I have or will tell a lie. If you can identify it, you score a pair of tickets to be at tonight's play-in game, Lakers versus Timberwolves. Huge prize. Huge lie. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. It is time. We do it every day at this time. Time for What's Up, Foo? Corporate Greg, take it away.
Thank you so much, Christopher.
Oh, doing What's the full better? Lindsay.
He can't do it. He can't do
you,
it.
You no, you wanted me to have energy and be all excited Listen, and get all crazy? So
no,
I tried
that. Your arms don't reach Lindsay. That high, okay? Let Lindsay stay at the top. Yeah. When it comes.
See, that's games, well, that's what I wanted, but last time you got all upset with
Thanks,
me that I wasn't. Thanks, Chris. All right, so DeMarcus Cousin was on Kevin Garnett's podcast and said, without hesitation, this.
You watching, man. What? Are you, I don't want to sit up here and call it mad, but are you sitting here seeing yourself in play and all that?
Man, look, as of right now, I'm the third best center in the league.
Mm. Right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now, I'm the third best center in the league.
Okay, so what he's saying is Jokic and Embiid are ahead of him.
Yep.
And he'd be better than anyone else. He'd be better.
Better than AD.
Yeah, he's not better than AD.
Be better than Cat.
He's not better than Cat.
Be better than Domantas Sabonis.
He's not better than Domantas.
No, Domantas don't play center.
He does on that team.
Well, you know, play center like, but doesn't play center. Metu is their center.
The Michael, he
better than Metu?
Yeah, he's better than Metu.
is he better than Ayton?
No.
Let me just ask you, why if he is so good, why does he not have a
Mace,
job?
It is a mystery why he isn't in this league. He is the typical big man they look for now, a guy who can shoot from the outside.
I asked an NBA coach, this guy does not work for the Lakers. I asked a coach from another team, why isn't DeMarcus Cousins in the league? And the phrase they used was, plays himself off the floor defensively.
Oh, please. You can say that about half the centers in this game.
Not only half the centers, half the players.
True, yeah. Come on. That makes no sense.
So why isn't he?
I don't know, Ireland, because he's got skills. When he was with the Warriors, I don't know why the Warriors didn't bring him back.
Yeah, but clearly,
he did well.
All teams want is talent and to win. If he had the talent to be able to play, he would be playing.
Yeah, why would we sign Tristan Thompson and not DeMarcus Cousins?
I know, because we had him here. It is strange why.
It's a good question, Greg.
He's got NBA skills. He's only 32.
I don't think he's way off here.
I mean, he's off.
Oh, come on. He's not the third best.
But I think he would be top 10.
Then why wouldn't he have a job?
Because he doesn't play defense.
Well, okay. The Lakers brought him in, and they didn't sign him.
Why
they signed Tristan Thompson.
Again, Darvin doesn't like guys who don't play defense. So I think that's your answer. If the other team is going to carve you up, you then play yourself off the floor defensively.
Man, I don't see no Robert Parsons out there on defense on this league.
All right, let me ask you this, Mason. Would you rather have Ivica Zubac or DeMarcus Cousins?
Oh, Zubac. I like Zubac.
We already talked about DeAndre Ayton. Would you rather have Dwight Powell or DeMarcus Cousins?
That's a toss-up.
Yeah, that's kind of a
toss-up. Powell's a good player, though.
Nikola Vucevic or DeMarcus Cousins?
I like Vucevic. And he does the same thing as DeMarcus.
Time Lord, Robert Williams or DeMarcus Cousins?
Time Lord.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe not top 10.
Yeah, I don't think.
Maybe top 30.
Yeah. No, 30. I mean, it's interesting.
Well, there's 30 teams.
There has to be some intangible thing that's the reason he doesn't have a job.
It's got to be his attitude or
something.
It's
got to be attitude. It's
got to be that.
Yeah, that's
the only explanation. He's got NBA talent. I don't get it. He's
Michael,
only 32.
Yusuf Nurkic or DeMarcus Cousins?
Oh, that's a toss-up because both of them don't play D. Well, Nurkic doesn't play D, but Nurkic is talented.
Oh, I would rather have Walker Kessler than DeMarcus Cousins, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Kessler's really good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. He defends the rim. But
all right, take it back, Greg. Maybe not top 10.
Yeah. Does Bam play center?
Yeah, Bam's better.
Bam's better. Yeah. It's,
no, he's not top three. But he should be in the league. I don't get it.
What's up, fool?
All right, so I saw a video of Miles Turner of the Pacers wrapping rookie Benedict Mathurin's car fully in saran wrap. A nice, wholesome prank that I think is very funny. What is the best prank that you have ever pulled or has been pulled on you that is not Mason's mom putting his face on everything? So that is off the list.
That was a very good
prank.
That
is off the list.
It was a great prank.
And by the way, speaking of pranks, has Sliwa got you back yet?
No,
I think he's going to do it at the Mandy's.
I think he'll do it before then.
Best prank
that's done to me,
done to you, or that you have done to someone else.
The prank that you guys pulled on my birthday was completely genius.
The ChatGPT
tribute to me, which I, you know, honestly, I was so moved by that I said this.
Wow, I'm genuinely touched.
And then you tell me it was ChatGPT.
Yeah.
That was a great joke.
This isn't the best joke you guys have pulled off. But the one I loved pulling on Mason was when I knew he had been up all night at a World Series game. Like there was this 17-inning World Series game. And I was in Milwaukee. And I called the show as Ben from La Mirada.
Oh, that was so good.
And you could probably find it, Jorge. It's probably around here someplace. And I basically knew that Mason was operating on no sleep.
Yes.
And I called.
That's the one where Max Muncy.
I called the show
up.
And I said something like, you know, some
I got
absurd
it.
Thing. Okay, this was it. And Mason had no idea it was me.
Hey Ben, you're on ESPN LA. What's up, man?
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener. I think Mason should be fired. Dave Roberts should be fired. Andrew Friedman fired. David Vassay fired. everyone fired over this. This is a national.
Wait a minute. What did Steve do to deserve firing?
So we pulled it off of that. Oh, by the way, in that same clip,
yeah.
Brian Kamenetsky was filling in for you that day.
Oh, is that right?
And after he said, "What did I do to deserve firing?" I said, "Do you have it after that?"
I mean, I do. I stopped it.
How the hell did I not figure out it was you?
I don't know. But if you would have let that go, I said, because you left early. Just play it again, Greg, because he loses it. Mason just loses it. Just play it from the beginning.
Go with Kenley Jansen. Go with the analytics.
That's not analytics. Let me tell you something. That is not analytics. No analytics say Kenley Jansen should go in for a six-out save. That's either Dave Roberts on feel or Friedman saying put Jansen in, but that has nothing to do with analytics. That has to do with understanding your players
and
understanding your bullpen and the way it works.
Well, what do you have against guys with gray hair? You have gray hair. Chase Utley should have been on the postseason roster. Yeah. He's a World Series champion. He would have saved us.
I'll tell you,
that you lost me. That you had me. You had me.
No,
had
no,
me,
no. Wait
lost
a minute.
Me.
Wait a minute. But he's got a really good point. I mean,
about Chase Utley,
he couldn't have been worse than the players they trotted out there.
In that
the
was
World
my
Series,
favorite.
Muncy, 235. Grandal, 200. Machina,
yeah, yeah. Somehow we cut out the part where I accused you of leaving early,
way,
and you just lost.
I have
it.
Blowing
a bubble on his way to.
I have no idea how I didn't recognize
now
your voice.
You listen back to it, and it. Totally sounds
it
like
totally
me.
It totally sounds like Ireland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was a mess that day because I'd been up all night.
I can't believe I dropped in David Vassage.
Yeah, I know. Bergman, any pranks on you?
I've done some pranks to people. Like, I've changed out somebody's deodorant and I put in cream cheese.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So I thought that one was a good one. I've done those boxes, you know, where you wrap it up a ton of times and they take forever to open
that.
It up.
Yeah, that's newspaper. Very funny. I did a whole newspaper on the whole LA Times just wrapping it up with tape, paper, tape, paper, tape.
So it made it impossible to unwrap?
Remember when we had dinner that one time, and then I said, hey, you forgot your cell phone, and you were all scared. And you're like, no, I don't. It's in my hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Michael, do you have any pranks? Do you pull pranks?
What's the best one? There have been a lot of great ones in the locker room. The Lakers used to have this guy named Tony Bobbitt that was like an end-of-the-bench guy. And one day he took Kareem's seat behind the bench. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was coaching for the Lakers, and Bobbitt took his seat. So the rest of the team just decided to just MF him. And they came up with this elaborate scam. They saw Lucy Liu, the actress, sitting in the stands.
Right.
And they had a ball boy go over and tap Tony Bobbitt and go, hey, man, Lucy Liu, see her right over there? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, she wants your number. And they basically set up a fake number with one of the ball boys, and they were catfishing him.
Yep.
And they said, you know, will you meet me for dinner? Let's go to dinner. And they got him to go to the restaurant. And when he got to the restaurant, there were 10 Lakers there running up like a $5,000 tab, and they stuck him with the tab. But they had him going. He thought he was going on a date with
Lucy Liu.
They did a fake TMZ post that they printed and left in his locker. Is Lucy Liu dating LA Laker Tony Bobbitt?
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was like a long play, and they totally got him. It was really funny.
What's up, fool?
Okay, so over the weekend, I spent it with my family, and Mike did notice that some of my uncles were calling me bolillo, just like they call you titi.
Yes.
At my family, they call me bolillo.
What's that mean?
That's like a bread. It's like you can make a sandwich out of it.
Okay.
So anyways, the reason they called me that, I asked my uncle, I was like, yeah, why do you always call me that? And he says, because the way you tan, it's not a complete tan, just like bread, like when you take it out of the oven, sometimes it's white, sometimes it's a little dark. What is the nickname that your family gave you? Besides, you know, we know you're titi. How about you, John and Greg?
Well, because my dad was John, I was Johnny as a little kid, and then when I got older, people just called me Junior.
Right.
And then as I kind of left the house and moved away, I just took my dad's name. You did the same thing, right?
Yeah, I did. Now, we had another set of nicknames in the house. I was also called Moochie, and my brother was called Scooter, Moochie and Scooter.
Do you know why?
Moochie was, my dad was originally called Moochie because he was famous for mooching off everybody.
Taking stuff from people.
Getting stuff for free. But I ended up with Moochie, and my brother Brian ended up with Scooter.
Michael, why do so many people call you Bells?
Oh, I was named after Walt Bellamy, the longtime basketball Hall of Famer for the Atlanta Hawks way back when.
Were your games similar?
No, they said that my teammates were teasing me when I was in high school. They say, man, you can't play the game. You ain't Kareem. You ain't Wilt. You're Walt Bellamy. So that, and
but
Bells,
wait a minute. But Bellamy was a really good player,
I know.
Right?
He was like 20-18 a game.
Yeah.
The nickname my family calls me?
Yep.
The Bank.
The Bank.
I've been around for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At least five times a year, Michael gets an unsolicited call from the Bahamas.
Yep.
And he'll just see the area
code. I'd like to make a withdrawal.
And I go, exactly. I go, don't answer it. And he goes, no, I'll answer it. And I go, they're going to answer it for money. Yeah.
Not the same story.
Yeah. And then they hit him up for money, and he has a great plan, though. He goes, yeah, you just call Julie. She'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And then when they call Julie, she says, no, and hangs up.
The Bank.
All right, what do you got, Bergman?
What's up, fool?
All right, so the Baltimore Orioles have a new home run celebration. Did you see the video of this going around by any chance?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so they pour water into a beer bong, and the guy that hit the home run has to chug the water.
Nice.
What do you think of this kind of celebration?
Well, what's happening is everybody's trying to one-up the next ice. Like, have you guys seen the Angels Samurai Warrior helmet?
No.
it's just obnoxiously
large.
So
somebody hits a home run and they put...
And you come back into the dugout and they put the samurai helmet on you and then you go down the line of the dugout.
Right.
Remember the Lakers or the Dodgers used to have a bubble machine?
Bubble machine.
Yeah, so now it's become, how absurd can you get?
Right.
Wait a minute. Is this water tap or bottled?
You bottle. Would, it's a bottle.
He's
of
the
water.
Only one who would ask that.
Yeah. When's the last time you drank out of a tap?
I drink out of tap
every day.
Every day.
Oh,
yeah.
What about
I've
you?
I've got
Ireland?
One of them filter things. Yeah. And
I don't trust them.
I don't see the reason to buy bottled water.
I don't trust them filters.
Water's fine. Water's water.
Every night, I wake up in the middle of the night and I go to the sink and I grab a little bit of water and I go to sleep.
Now, Ireland, you drink fancy volcano water.
I do.
Michael, you drink fancy.
Yeah, the volcano water, that's Clay's company.
Is it Clay's company?
Waikea.
Yeah.
Interesting, and I can't get any of it.
Really? I got to get you a case.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That's good.
Yeah, that and invited to the...
Well, wait a minute. You just said water's water and you don't care.
No, yeah. I'd like to try it.
I mean, you care or you don't.
I'd like to try Diamond and Key.
You know, I do have to get... But you say you don't drink red wine.
I will taste it, and Juan...
What about Jose? Jose drinks red wine?
Juan will drink the rest of the bottle.
I'll get some for Jose.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
Josezito.
Javier.
I feel like I've been working with Ireland for just a little bit too long now. His TV watching has started to kind of infiltrate my mind. I am now watching, and I'm not happy about it, Love is Blind on Netflix.
Well, I don't even watch that.
When I have free moments, I've found myself having that on in the background. First of all,
so
what's
sad.
Wrong with me, and have you watched this one? So you haven't watched that
No,
one.
But I wouldn't put it past me.
I mean, it fits you perfectly.
Yeah, but it interferes with the other really, really, like, Vanderpump-y shows
I'm sorry.
Watch.
Reality TV has turned into, I can't say it's turned into garbage. It just is garbage. You know, there is a show on, is it TLC, Dr. Pimple Popper? And the entire show is about somebody popping pimples.
Is the show where you end up dating your mom's friend's
Milf
kids?
Island?
Milf Island. Is that still on the air?
What about Farmer Takes a Wife? You guys haven't seen that?
Yeah, Farmer Takes a Wife.
You like that one, Michael?
I'm watching that one.
That's on Fox.
That's a good one.
Dr. Pimple Popper is Sandra Lee, and she's on TLC. Now, who would watch a show about popping pimples?
I don't know. Every time I ask
people love that stuff.
Like, a friend of mine is a big muckety-muck at the Fox Network.
Yep.
And I said, how does that mass singer keep every year keep going on the air? It's people putting stupid costumes on and singing. And he goes, it's our number one non-sports show. Mass Singer. People love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
That'll do it.
All right. You know what we didn't do today?
What?
2 o'clock call.
Let's do a 3 o'clock call.
3 o'clock call.
Yeah, let's do it.
877-710-ESPN. We're doing this new thing where we allow one caller a day. Now, you got to be great, and you've got to have really something to say, and you got to think it through. We've had luck two times, right, Bergman?
No, one time.
We've had luck one time so far.
All right.
Yesterday, they just said, I love you guys. You guys are the greats.
You know, we accept those calls.
You were here for one of them.
Yeah,
it was
really good call.
877-710-3776. 877-710-ESPN.
I just pulled up a story. Succession and Dr. Pimple Popper together in the Warner streaming app.
There you go.
Oh, get it now. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Don't ask how we're doing. We're doing fine.